Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The Sherrard Tiger softball program, if you can believe this, they've played four games already this spring. Now, they had to do so across the river in Bettendorf, Iowa, and were joined by leadoff hitter and center fielder, senior Caitlin Schaus. I guess I'll ask you, how good does it feel to get outside and play some games when you know a lot of area schools haven't played not even one game just yet? It has to feel pretty good to get on the diamond, I assume.
Yeah, it feels really good, especially like with how bad this winter has been. It's been really hard to like get outside for even practice. So being able to go to the Betplex in Bettendorf has been really awesome because, I mean, I can't even imagine how it would feel to like not even have gone outside to play any games at all yet. So.
Yeah, how great is that facility? Just your impression of kind of the environment and the setup over there to play softball?
I've only played on turf a couple times, but it's like a really new facility, so the turf is like really new. It's super nice, and the rest of the facility itself is really nice too, so it's a really cool experience to like go like with the entire team to play on something like that.
Yeah, I know it's interesting with softball in this area because basically you play just about everybody. So, I mean, you play the Metro Quad City schools, you play the rural schools, and, you know, you kind of see that already with your schedule four games in, right? You play Monmouth-Roseville, and you play United, two rural schools, and then you play two bigger schools in Moline and Sterling, a very good 3A program. So what about just kind of the culture of softball and getting those kind of opportunities to play those different type of teams, I guess?
I'd say it's pretty cool. Like, playing bigger schools is a really different type of experience because Sherrard's obviously a really small school. So going into games like that, you just know, like, you have to, like, work really hard, and it's going to be different than, like, playing a smaller school similar to us. So playing teams like that makes us like want to play better and push harder so we can stick with them because we know we can. So
all right, you're the leadoff hitter in the lineup, I'm told. So what is your approach? And you can't give too much away here, but are you like an overly aggressive hitter that if the pitch is over the plate, you're going up there hacking, or are you a very patient hitter where you like to work deep counts?
Well, sometimes I swing at stuff I probably shouldn't, but overall, I try to be really patient because you're the first person at bat, so that's what the team is going to see, like, for the impact, like, for your team, that's what they're going to see first, so I try to be really patient and get on base as much as I can.
Yeah, at least you're honest, though, about sometimes pitches just look too good and you need to swing at them, especially early in the season. I know that the roles are kind of reversed this year, Rick Bertelsen taking over as head coach. His daughter Katie Bertelsen was the head coach last year, is now kind of the assistant role. But what about the Bertelsens taking over the softball program and just kind of working with them over the last couple of years now?
I think that they're going to be really good to this program. They want to do a lot of things like and change the program around. They really just want the best for all of the girls. They push us all the time, and they just want us to work to our best ability because they think, I mean, we could be a really good team, we could be really successful, and at like the end of the season, that's what they want. So they push us every single day to do our absolute best.
Back in Bertelsen's high school career, our broadcaster, 33 strikeout game in 18 innings of the state title game. Now, has she let loose on you kids yet, batting practice-wise? Have you ever had a chance to face her live and go toe-to-toe with her yet?
No, not this season, but I wouldn't be surprised if she did it at some point.
All right. Well, Caitlin Schaus hitting leadoff with the Sherrard Tigers, playing center field. They've played four games already this spring. Caitlin, enjoy your senior season and keep up the good work.
I will. Thank you.
I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.